One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. That's us, and that's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers, and hello to all. Welcome, and thanks for bringing the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie, the Duke Robert DeCosa. Our producer is in master control, and together we're welcoming our new co-host, Debbie O'Connell, to the show today. Debbie is a longtime friend. She's been a frequent guest on Tee to Green, and she is no stranger to golf. Debbie O'Connell is an author, an LPGA golf pro, a motivational speaker, and now she adds radio show host to her impressive resume, and she will join us today as we also welcome Damian Cosby to the show. Damian is the executive director of National Golf Links. That's a national nonprofit organization that represents, protects, and promotes municipal golf. They are there to make sure public golf remains accessible, affordable, and available for everybody, not just a few. It's an important job, and Damian Cosby will be here today to tell us how they do that, both in the present and how they will do it for the future as well. Damian Cosby with us today on Tee to Green. We've got a great holiday edition of the show for you, and it's all straight ahead today right here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest, safe.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place on the all new Sirius XM app, the SXM app. You can also listen. We are streamed at sportsbyline.com. Just click on the Listen Live link. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell and Robert DeCosi in Master Control, teeing it up, talking golf with Damian Cosby, next, right here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates to load up published. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of The Big Show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with our producer, Robert DeCosa, in Master Control. And we also are introducing a new member of our Tee to Green team today, as Debbie O'Connell is joining us as co-host. Debbie is with us on the line right now. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
I am fantastic and so excited.
Hello. Oops. We had Debbie there. Where'd you go?
Hello?
Okay. All right. Debbie O'Connell is our... We lost Debbie. She was there just a second ago. If we can get Debbie back on, Robert, we'll keep her there. And we also, I think I heard Damien, our next guest, our first guest of the show, in the background, too. We've got Damien Cosby, Executive Director, National Golf Links, joining us on the show today. National Golf Links provides top-level impact to communities across the United States, protecting and promoting accessible, affordable, and engaging municipal golf courses. And we're going to talk to Damien in just a second from Las Vegas. But Debbie is back. Hi, Debbie.
I am here.
Ah, there you go. We've had you for a split second or two, and then we lost you. But welcome to Tee to Green.
Well, thank you. I am so excited to be here with you. You have done so much in broadcasting. Your career and what you bring to golf each and every week with this show is just phenomenal. And to be part of it, it means the world to me.
We're going to talk more in depth with Debbie and about her background and what she's doing and what she's going to bring to the table for us later in the show. But Debbie, I think Damien is our first guest, and he's standing by ready to go. So let's go straight to him. How about that?
It sounds like a great plan. What an amazing guest we have today.
Yeah, Damien Cosby is with us, Executive Director, National Golf Links. He's in Las Vegas calling in the show today. So, Damien, welcome to Tee to Green. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Excited to talk with you both.
When people go to Las Vegas, is it a combination of work and play, or is it mostly work for you?
This is all work for me. I'm here, you know, on behalf of my role as executive director for National Lands Trust. We have a partnership with a group that's doing an invitational for us. They're supporting municipal golf as a whole, and we're one of the nonprofits that are benefiting from the pro-am this week. So really excited to be in Las Vegas for that. Unfortunately, I can't play. I've had some back surgery recently. But I'm still here. Still a great time. The weather's great. And, of course, you know, Las Vegas is always fun.
Yeah, sounds good. We're going to talk about what's going on with municipal golf. We got a couple of segments with Damian today. But first, we're going to talk about National Golf Links and what it is. National Links Golf, I'm sorry. What it is and what you guys do.
Yeah. So it's National Links Trust. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You mentioned earlier, our mission is to positively impact communities and change lives through municipal golf. You know, we want to promote and protect affordable, accessible, engaging, fun municipal golf courses across the country. We're a 5-year-old nonprofit and based out of Washington State. And our first rehabilitation projects are going to be the three historic public access, the only public access golf courses in Washington, D.C. That would be Rock Creek Golf Park, East Potomac Golf Links, and the historic Langston Golf Course, which to me, my personal opinion, is home to black golf in the United States of America. So we've got it's a small band of us that work for the nonprofit. We are all extremely passionate about affecting change in the community. We're all extremely passionate about the game. We're all extremely passionate about giving back. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. We know we can change lives through golf. And I've been in the municipal space a long time, and I've seen that the positive impact golf can have on people in the community. So we're hoping to bring that to Washington, D.C., and then hopefully help other municipalities across the country with their similar projects.
Yeah, so Damian,
I was just going to ask, I recently did a program with the Boys and Girls Club in Greater Newark. I'm an LPGA professional. And we were bringing golf to this community at the Boys and Girls Club for the first time. There were many who were very excited about it. And then it's helping them get that next step. So in terms of junior golf, what is your vision in the future about bringing those juniors into the game? And how you plan to do that on a large scale?
Yeah, no, that's a fabulous question. And I'm actually a PGA professional myself. And it's funny you mentioned the Boys and Girls Club, because as a young professional, one of the first interactions I had as a young professional where I started to realize that this game is not necessarily open and available to all people. Is we actually had a Boys and Girls Club group come out to my facility for a clinic, and I remember a young man getting off the school bus, and he kind of stopped as soon as he put his feet down on the pavement and just looked around, and his eyes were wide open, and he said to me, "I've never seen this much green grass in my life." And that was kind of the moment for me. It's like, okay, we need to make sure this game that we love is accessible to everybody. Everybody has the opportunity. Did you mention that? I wanted to tell you that little tidbit. But to answer your question, we obviously is municipal golf. We believe municipal golf is the on-ramp to the game. It's the place where young people can go, no matter what their economic status is, and should have access to the game, and not just for young people, but for adults as well. Part of what we have a robust junior golf academy in D.C., the Play D.C. Golf Academy, that have thousands and thousands of young kids in their programming every year. We partner with the First Tee of Greater Washington, D.C. They run programming out of all three of our facilities, and our first renovation project is going to be Rock Creek Golf Park, and that location will be the home to the First Tee of Greater Washington, D.C. So this will be the first time in their history, their 25-year history, they have actually had a permanent home. So we're really excited about that. And talking with their executive director, he's saying with this renovation project, they're going to be able to triple the number of kids they can have in their programming. So that's the type of impact we want to have across the city with junior golf. Again, having more access to the game is very, very important to us. The Rock Creek project will be a two-phase project. The first phase will be a brand new clubhouse with a driving range and a Himalayas putting style green that'll be free to anybody. So again, getting young people access to the game. They've never had access. Here's a free amenity that can come out and just try. They don't need to know anything. They don't need to have clubs. We'll have clubs and golf balls there for young people. They can just come out and try it. Phase two of the project will be a full bag nine hole golf course designed by Gil Hands, and then a 9-hole short course. The trajectory there, the golfing journey is for somebody that young person has never played, is to, dip your toe in the water on the putty green. It's like, okay, hey, this is kind of fun. I like this. All right, let me go try to hit some golf balls. So they'll be able to go to the driving range. We'll have top tracer technology there with all the games that kids love. Hopefully they'll enjoy that. And it's like, okay, well, let me try to actually play the game. So we'll have a short 9-hole course for them to play. And then they can kind of migrate to the larger bag 9-hole course. So it's Rock Creek will have, something for everybody. If you've never played, if you're an avid player, but kind of take a beginner golfer through their kind of golfing journey, which I'm really excited about.
Damian Cosby, Executive Director of National Lynx Trust, is our guest on Tee to Green today. And Damian, it sounds like what you're doing with the three courses in the D.C. area, you're kind of going to use them as a blueprint for what you want to do when you expand nationally. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's more so is a roadmap for other municipalities, and
right.
We'll certainly be there as to assist or consult where we can. But we see the value of what municipal golf can be, and I think a lot of municipalities through COVID finally started to see how important that outdoor recreation was. You know, it's one of the only things you could do. Couldn't go to the gym, couldn't go to the movies, but you could go to the golf course.
Okay,
the golf course.
I hear the music. We need to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Damian Cosby from National Lynx Trust. He's the executive director and our guest today on Tee to Green. We will be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, and our guest is the executive director of a company, an organization called National Links Trust, Damian Cosby, with us to tell us about his nonprofit that represents, protects, and promotes municipal golf. They're there to make sure public golf remains accessible, affordable, and available for everybody. I'm sure the three of us, Damian, all sort of cut our teeth golf-wise on municipal golf courses. And right now, am I wrong in saying that municipal golf is really enjoying a renaissance and making a nice comeback? Is that the state of muni golf these days?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, maybe not everywhere that we'd like it, but in certain pockets of the country, you know, as I was saying in the last segment, you know, there are some municipalities that are really starting to understand the value of these facilities and understanding they're more than just golf courses. They're really community assets that can be utilized by golfers and non-golfers alike. So it's not just the potentially about the 35,000, you know, rounds that a municipal golf course could potentially play a year. But, you know, can these facilities be used, by non-golfers? And, you know, I think of them and our organization thinks of them as community centers. And we want the community to use them and take advantage of them. And, you know, I say this all the time. The great thing about my job is I get to say yes. I get to say yes a lot to, you know, organizations that are looking for space or need help or need assistance, trying to get their, you know, their word out into the community. And as long as they, you know, believe in our mission and our mission's aligned, we're more than happy to help them. And again, those are the things that we think will positively impact the community.
Damian, when you're mentioning the non-golf, you're saying absolute non-golfers can come and try it. Are you thinking any other activities when you mention community center?
Yeah. So we have, just as an example, our East Potomac location is one of the most unique locations that I've ever been to. You know, at any time during the week, you could go to that location and you could see people, yoga classes out on the front lawn. You could see bike riders that ride around the park there that stop and use that as a place to rest and grab a bite to eat. You'll see people from the National Park Service there having lunch. You'll see military officials there having lunch. In addition to hundreds of kids in our summer camps, get golf ready classes, you know, the blue, red, and white courses completely packed, the 100 stall driving range completely packed. So, you know, those are the type of things where somebody, you know, we get to say yes to people that are not golfers but need space, need community space, and we're happy to help them and assist. You know, whether it's environmentalists that want to do bird watching at our Rock Creek location, we're happy to facilitate all of those things. We have a disc golf course at Rock Creek that people go and play. So that not your traditional style of golf. I would still consider those folks non-golfers. But finding ways to let other people in the community know that they are welcomed and wanted at our facilities.
Damian, with that comes some additional challenges, though. I mean, municipal golf enjoying a comeback. More people are playing, more kids are playing, more women are playing, more minorities are out there playing, and the courses are, to use the words you just used, completely packed. So what sort of challenges are we looking at there as far as more people playing, more crowded, and fees increasing as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly the cost of doing business has gone up. I think we've all experienced to some degree. But, you know, our mandate and what our part of our mission is to have affordable and accessible, engaging golf courses. And again, us being a nonprofit, the beauty of that is every dollar we make at our facilities gets reinvested to the property. So, you know, we understand that golf needs to be affordable. It's sometimes a really wide chasm between the haves and have-nots, and you know, not everybody can afford several hundred dollars to play golf. So we keep our fees extremely affordable, well below market value in our market. There can be some challenges with tee times, but luckily, you know, we do have the three facilities. They're, you know, all within inside of the D.C. limits, and you know, like I mentioned East Potomac, and that has three golf courses. Has a whole blue course, a nine-hole white course, and a par three nine-hole red course. So there is some inventory to be had there. And then our sister courses, Rock Creek and Langston, are relatively close. So you know, people can get to the other facilities, you know, within reason. I don't want to make it sound like our courses are completely packed. They are very, very busy, but people are still able to get tee times, thankfully.
Damon, are you planning on, as you expand from Washington, D.C., continuing to go into cities like somewhere like Newark, where I was with the Boys and Girls Club and other inner cities around the country? Is that the vision?
The focus right now is Washington, D.C. We need to get D.C. right first. We need to make sure. So all of our attention is focused on the three projects in D.C., and we've done plenty of consulting for other municipalities around the country. But to be honest, there's no plans of trying to move into another market right now. We definitely need to get D.C. right. We're happy to help and consult and talk through plans with any other municipality out there, and we've done that multiple times, several first tee organizations, several municipal golf facilities. But our sole focus right now is Washington, D.C.
Have you connected with Renee Powell at all? Her father
Renee's actually
was,
on our advisory board, believe it or not.
I'm not surprised. Her dad, who was the first African-American to build his
own golf course
in Cleveland.
Yeah, and I actually, prior to joining NLT, I was the director of golf for Cleveland Metro Parks. So I was on the board of Northern Ohio PGA, and obviously Renee, being a member of Northern Ohio PGA, I ran into her several times at meetings, and I've run into her at PGA national meetings. Obviously, she's a legend in the game, and really happy to have her involved with National Links Trust.
Yeah, and if anyone doesn't know Renee, she was the second African-American woman to play on the LPGA Tour, and she has her foundation, and it's just huge, and it continues to grow and grow the game. And accessible, exactly your mission is what her dad had the dream of and created for Renee, and she's the head golf professional at that golf course now. But what her impact in this game has been worldwide. So I'm glad to hear that she's connected with you.
Yes, she is. And again, we're really lucky to have her. She's a great voice in the game.
Damian, more municipal courses are accessible and affordable. How do we keep that going in the future? What are you doing? Is there any discussion right now toward retaining and keeping all these new golfers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about, it's certainly about the experience is the major factor. And one of the things we focus on is that golfer experience and having a golf course that's fun and engaging. The game has lost, I don't know how many millions of golfers over time. Golf courses have become increasingly expensive, more difficult. The game is hard enough as it is. So one of the beauties that I love about municipal golf, one of the beautiful things I love about it is, you know, we allow people to consume the game how they feel comfortable. If you're comfortable in a, you know, gym shirt and gym shorts, and that's how you want to play, we're happy to have you. The game is hard enough as it is, and there's already enough built-in rules to the game. Allowing people to be comfortable at the facility, I think, helps with the experience. You know, making sure the game's fun, the courses are fun, they're in the best possible condition we can get them. And you know, again, having a great experience at the golf course will go a long way into retaining those golfers. And it's a challenge. It's something that we work at every day. But I think that experience, that level of comfort will go a long way in helping to retain those golfers and giving them other options to play. Like, I mentioned Rock Creek having a short course, short nine-hole course, and then the full bag nine-hole course. So if somebody doesn't have a huge amount of time, they can still get their golf fix in by playing our short course or just using the Himalayas putting green. Those are ways we can help keep some of these golfers in the game, adding more technology to the facilities that make sense, and just creating that really, really wonderful experience at our facilities, I think goes a long way into retaining a lot of these golfers.
It's so interesting how the game is changing, yeah. Isn't it? You have your traditionalists who want to hang on to the proper golf attire and no music played, but at any course you go to, you will find people playing music in their cart and being more relaxed and making the game and the experience more fun for everyone. For a long time, those rules were really strict and made the game even more difficult. And then that Play It Forward campaign came up where we're trying to get people to play the proper tees. And it's all about making the game a bit easier so anyone can play and they enjoy it. And they can still improve and get better and still offer those competitive rounds and those opportunities as well for those who want to go there. I would think the majority is about just having fun, although you have your traditionalists wanting to hang on to it.
We love municipal golf, and Damian Cosby, Executive Director of National Links Trust, doing what they can do to keep it accessible, affordable, engaging, and available for everybody. Damian, thanks so much for joining us today, and keep up the good work, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Executive Director, National Links Trust, Damian Cosby, with us today on Tee to Green. We'll take a break, and we'll come back to more of the show headed your way right after this.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data, $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan, at an amazing price, with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
It's the show by golfers for golfers, and we're here each and every week talking golf with some of the best golf people in the business. Thank you for joining us, Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, Robert DeCosa, the Duke, our producer in Master Control. Back to the show in just a quick second or two, but first we have a message from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the 2024 Greensaver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, we have the answer. Check out the Greensaver. It's now available in book or mobile format. You can save with half off, two for ones, other discounted green fees, plus there are discounts available for cart rentals, for equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and much, much more. All of that for just $49. The more you play, the more you're going to save. For just $49, you can enjoy some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. And don't forget, all Greensaver members now get a free membership to the Brew Saver. That's Colorado's beer, wine, and spirits discount program. For more info or to order, go to greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Okay, as I said, back to the show, and that new voice you're hearing on Tee to Green today belongs to Debbie O'Connell. Debbie is our new co-host, and a little bit of background on Debbie. If you're a longtime listener or a listener, a regular listener to the show, you've probably heard Debbie on with us before. She is, among other things, an author, motivational speaker, LPGA golf professional. She was with us a couple of months ago, talking about her 5-day challenge. How did that go, Debbie?
Oh my gosh, Jay, it was phenomenal. The results we're hearing from the people who attended are just incredible. Dropping handicaps, you know, shooting their best scores they've shot in 20 years. And it's all about that mindset shift. I think everybody would agree golf is a mental game. And if you're not putting some time into that part of it, you're not going to play at your best, because every single shot you hit requires a mental game. And if you have a really good one and you can get focused and confident in that moment, it increases your chances of hitting a better shot. So the results have been terrific. It's a thrill for me to share this information with people and get the messages and the emails and hearing how well people are doing.
And now you are a radio show host.
Yes, I am. You never know what path life will bring you down.
Yes. You're in Florida. I'm in Colorado. We had to do some technical gymnastics to make all this work. But I think it's going to work. You sound great, by the way. You sound like you're right next door.
Excellent. I have a really good microphone. I think that's the key to success here, is a good microphone. And when you have that, you can deliver some clear messages.
You've been a busy lady too the last few weeks. I saw you're an LPGA pro, and one of the things you do is you hit a lot of their regular weekly events, do you not?
Not as much on tour as I used to, but I actually had a great opportunity to go out and play in the Marilyn Smith Women's Senior Open in Arizona. And I was in the field and played a practice round with Pat Bradley. My first round, I played with Joanne Carner. It was just amazing. And Pat Hurst was in the field, and Jackie Gallagher-Smith and Susie Redman, all these former tour players who actually just had an opportunity to tee it up again. We didn't have a lot of those. Pat Bradley didn't play, and Joanne Carner didn't play, but they just had an LPGA Senior Championship, and that was in Utah. So, I mean, it's great to see that they have somewhere to play. We don't have the Champions Tour like the men's senior do, that it's that they play every week, and they really they have robust purses and things like that. But it was nice that they got to get out there and play. Angela Stanford won that at minus 10, shot 70, 67, 69 to beat out Christy Kerr. So names we know, they love to play. They want to get out there and play. So having that opportunity, the LPGA Senior Championship, is great for those ladies. And then I got to interact with some of them when I was in Arizona. So I try to do as much as I can in the LPGA. I'm also an officer in our section. We have five sections for LPGA professionals. I'm in the Northeast section because I spend more time in New Jersey than Florida. So I go back and forth a bit. We just had our team championship, so I played that at Seaview Golf Course, where they're about to play the ShopRite for the LPGA Tour. So it was fun being at that facility as well. You know, it's such a great game, and there are great people in the game, and I'm sure everyone listening is probably a golfer, but invite other people to play, just like Damien's mission to bring more people in, because there are great people, and you develop lifelong friendships, and it's a game that you can play forever.
Gosh, Christy Kerr and Angela Stanford now playing senior golf? That's hard to believe. I guess we're getting old.
Yeah, I think so. Julie Inkster played in that event, and Lisa Lott Neumann, they finished fifth and sixth. So they still have game, that's for sure. And I think Angela still competes on the regular tour as well. She
still
loves
does.
Play.
Yes. Yeah, yep. She still does. You were also at the Founders Classic, where they honor, back in the early 1950s, there was 12 or 13 ladies who actually started the Ladies Professional Golf Association, now known as the LPGA Tour.
Yes, I am so thankful for these 13 women. It allows me to do what I do, and look what it's done for the game. It was the Cognizance Founders Cup, and that was at Upper Montclair Country Club. So, yeah, I have a girls' golf program, and our group was selected to find 13 of our young golfers to dress up as the founders. And they did an incredible photo shoot with the long dresses, the button-downs, some wearing pearls, like Marilyn Smith always wore her pearls. And so we were at that event, which is so wonderful to be there with the LPGA Tour players and introduce some of them to our founders. And then they have what they call the perch, and they had honored Pat Bradley, who was on the perch, and Beth Daniel. I had the great opportunity to introduce my girls to them. There was a super dinner that they had to honor them, the Pioneer Dinner, and Nancy Lopez was in attendance to applaud and stand for her fellow competitors. It was just such a great event honoring. We honor the past, the present, and the future, because we also raise money and do so much for girls' golf. We have introduced this game to over 1 million girls, and our goal is to get that next million and to do it sooner than we did this time. And I think Damien's efforts are going to help with that, too, with the municipal golf. I know he gets involved with First Tee. Many First Tee programs also have a girls' golf program. And I'm sure that down the road, and with Renee Powell's influence too, we will be able to grow the game even more for both young boys and girls.
What a great way to connect the different eras of golf, the past with the present. That's terrific.
Yeah, that event is so meaningful. And then who knew New Jersey is the golf mecca? You know, then we went over to Liberty National the next week for an event. I had the opportunity to do a clinic there with Michelle Wee, and bringing teenage girls into the game, minorities, and we introduced the game. The feedback we got from the young ladies was phenomenal. They loved spending the day with Michelle. They had to do, you know, they had to do like a luncheon and Q&A, and then they came out, and a couple of us LPGA professionals were there teaching them the game and getting them involved. And you could just tell, like, some of the girls, their eyes would get so big when they'd see that ball go in the air, and it felt so good to them. The one girl, she couldn't get enough. She's like, wait, can I hit another one? And they're saying, it's time to go. It was raining. It started to rain. And she couldn't get enough of the game. And that's what I'd love to see, that, you know, people who just discover this game for the first time, and the more opportunities we can do in that regard, the better for all of us.
Debbie O'Connell with us, our new co-host here on Tee to Green. What do you got in the hopper right now? What's going on besides sitting here and co-hosting?
Well, so much going on all the time. I am actually lately promoting a book I wrote, an e-book about flow state golf. So it's the 7 principles to lower your handicap with flow state golf. If anybody wants to learn more about me, I tell a little story in there and learn about getting into flow, which is like being in the zone. It's getting in that present moment, that deep now. And the reason that's so important in golf and in life as well is that if you're in the moment, you're not bringing on those bad holes or bad shots from the past. And you're also not fearing the future, where the ball might go in the future. So I wanted to share the information. I've been going deep in my education on our brains and how they work. So I'll just throw out this. If everyone text the word flow to 727-339-0106, that's 727-339-0106. Text the word flow to that, and you can get a free ebook that will help your game and help you to lower your score. But besides that, I'm doing some clinics. I run corporate golf outings as well. I have 2 for CME Group, 1 in Chicago, 1 in New York, 1 for Deutsche Bank. I'm working on those. I'll also be doing our LPGA Leadership Academies. That is probably the most important thing, Jay, that I do in the golf industry. I help to write the curriculum, and we bring in teenage girls, and we change their lives in 2 days. It's total immersion of empowerment in leadership and taking charge of their thoughts and making them more positive and feeling more confident. And then what we do is we take them outside and implement what we teach them in terms of leadership, decision-making, feeling confident, visualization, setting goals. We practice that using golf. So most of the girls are golfers. We've had a couple who were pretty new at the game, so we have to show them a little bit more in terms of teaching. The other gals were really focused on, you know, implementing the empowerment skills to their life. And again, the mental shift that they have, they go out and shoot their best scores after this Leadership Academy. And we hear from parents that say, I am shocked. I don't even recognize my daughter. She's so much more confident. She's talking more. She's getting involved in things. You know, it's so fun.
That's Debbie O'Connell. We appreciate her being the newest member of our Tee to Green broadcast crew as well, with us for the first time as co-host on the show today. Our next segment, our last segment of the show every week, we look at what's happening in golf. And they're playing a PGA Tour event in Fort Worth, Texas, the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club, playing it under a cloud this week, unfortunately, because of what happened earlier in the event with Grayson Murray, 30-year-old professional who's won a couple of times on the PGA Tour. He played in the first round. He shot 68. He played in the second round and got in 16 holes and then withdrew. And then comes word on Saturday morning that Grayson Murray has passed away. He died, and there's still no word on what caused his death. But as I said, it's been a tough week for the PGA Tour and for his friends on the tour and his family, of course. And he's a guy who's battled some demons in the past with alcohol, depression, and anxiety. And unfortunately, it came down to a terrible end for Grayson Murray. And we're hoping to get more information on just what the cause of death was. But our condolences here from Tee to Green to his family and everyone involved on the PGA Tour. We'll talk about the PGA Tour itself and the senior golf being played, the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in Michigan, as we continue here on Tee to Green right after this.
Thank you. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, and another hour just flying by today here on Tee to Green with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. 83rd KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship going on this weekend in Michigan at Benton Harbor. Final round on Golf Channel and NBC later today with split coverage. And how about this for a leaderboard? Ernie Els and Greg Chalmers tied at 10 under par. Ernie Els, who won four majors during his regular career, has won 17 times on the Tour Champions Tour, but he's never won a senior major championship. He's got a chance to change that today. Chris DeMarco, Richard Bland is shot back at 9 under. Richard Green from Australia, 2 back at 8 under. Four players tied at 7 under, including Steve Stricker and Stuart Sink. I'll be rooting for my buddy Sean Birch from Colorado Springs. He's at 6 under, 4 behind Els and Chalmers. Jerry Kelly, Retief Goosen are 5 shots back. And Bernhard Langer, not walking but riding in a cart, recovering from Achilles heel surgery, is at 3 under par in that senior major championship today. We mentioned a Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth. Davis Riley on the PGA Tour, 14 under par, 4 shots better than Scottie Scheffler going into the final round today. Final round on CBS. The LIV Tour is idle. And Deb, the LPGA Tour is idle ahead of next week's U.S. Women's Open in Pennsylvania.
This will be an exciting one to watch, everyone. I mean, Nelly Korda is on fire. She tied a record. this year already with Annika Sorenstam and Nancy Lopez, 5 consecutive wins. Then she did not win at the Cognizant, which is that Founders tournament we were talking about earlier, but came back the next week with a win. So she is on her way maybe to 2 in a row again and going for her 7th win of this year. So tune into that U.S. Women's Open. It is an exciting time for the LPGA Tour. And Jay, if I could, a little bit more about Grayson, because I want everybody to realize mental health is so important. And I think part of what we want to consider is that anxiety he felt. And we don't know his cause of death, but he was one of the best junior players in the world, winning the IMG Junior World in 06, 07, and 08. At 16, he was one of the youngest to qualify for a Korn, or the youngest ever for the Korn Ferry Tour. And then he won.